undergoing difficult times, they might often hear the phrase, "Don't worry, your difficult situation is just a nisayon, it's just a test." The question is, what is this nisayon? What is this test? And what is its purpose? Who's testing us and for what reason? In fact, in the daily davening, we mention that we should not be brought loli de nisayon veloli de bizayon. We should not be brought to these types of tests, just like we should not be brought to sin and other things mentioned in the same paragraph, all based on a Gemara and Brachot. So what is this nisayon? When does it happen? And what's its purpose? In truth, in order to gain a better understanding of what the concept of nisayon is, chances are, pays to look where it's mentioned in the Torah for the first time. First time it's mentioned, this week's Parshat Vayera, the Torah declares, Ve'elokim nisa'at Avraham, Vayomer lav Avraham Vayomer hineni. God tested Avraham, if we work with the common understanding that a nisayon is a test. In fact, the Mishnah in Perkei Avot tells that this was not the first of Avram's tests, but it was the last or close to the last. Avram Avinu, the Mishnah says, Be'asara nisyonos nitnasa Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was tested with 10 of these nisyonot, with 10 of these tests. And there's a difference of opinion in the Mefarshim and the Mishnah. What exactly are these tests? Are they only tests explicit in the Torah as the Rambam understood the Mishnah? Or are certain of the top 10 tests of Avram's life which don't appear necessarily explicit in the Torah, as other commentaries understand? However, when all is said and done, nobody doubts the fact that one of those tests, possibly the most difficult of all, was Akidat Yitzchak. Because after all, the Torah declares, this is a nisayon, velokim nisat Avraham, Hashem tested Avraham. In fact, the question is asked by numerous Mefarshim. The Radak phrases it very nicely. How could it be that God would ever need to test Avram Avinu or anybody else? God is all-knowing. And if God is all-knowing, He knows. As the Radak says, V'inyan ha-nisayon kashem ha'od l'sapro al hakel. It's very difficult to even entertain the possibility of God needing to test an individual. Ki hu choker leivu mevin klayot. Isn't God the one who scrutinizes the soul and the heart of individuals? V'yodeh ki Avram yaseh mitzvato. He knew in advance that Avram Avinu would perform the will of God. So why should he do such a thing? Why this nisayon? In fact, when you look at this nisayon is introduced where Avram Avinu is told in a very similar way to that, the way he's informed of his first nisayon explicit in the Torah, lech lecha, from leaving the land that he's comfortable with, from leaving his father's home, from leaving everything he knows, in order to go el ha'aretz asher eka, to an unknown place. Almost the same language appears in the context here as well. Avraham Avinu is again told lech lecha, but here he's told again kachnat binchat yichidcha asher ahavta, the same type of introduction, one by one, your son, your only son, the one you love, then mentioning explicitly it's Yitzchak, and lech lecha, you're going to go to Eretz Amoria, but again I'm not going to tell you exactly where. You're going to bring your son up v'aliu sham lola al echad ha'arim asher omar elecha, to one of the mountains that I will show you. That similar language is probably what prompts the Tanchuma, the Midrash, to say, "V'le'Rabbi Levi Omer Nisayon Arishon K'Nisayon Acharon." The Nisayon, the first test of Avram Avinu, is similar to the last, to the test of Akidat Yitzchak. Nisayon Arishon B'Lech Lecha Mi'Artzecha. The first test was Lech Lecha Mi'Artzecha. Nisayon Acharon is the same terminology, B'Lech Lecha El Eretz Amoria. But in fact, there's a big difference between these two Nisayonot and all the other nisyonot of Avram Avinu other than this. And the difference is very simple. Here the Torah explicitly refers to it as a nisayon, and there's probably good reason for that. All the other nisyonot, all the other tests that Avram Avinu endured, underwent, were for clearly a reason. When Avram Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael, it was not just to test him. It was not just to see his level of allegiance, but it was because Avram Avinu could only fulfill his mission in the land of Israel. There was a purpose to the test which included the fulfillment of the actual test. However, here was very different. Here Avram Avinu is tested with something that at the end of the day God is going to tell him, stop, don't kill your son. And therefore, this nisayon plays an extremely important role, not only in Avram Avinu's life, but in the life of each and every Jew. The Abarbanel, in his introduction to this discussion in the Torah of Akedat Yitzchak, he points out that this parsha, this story, is such an important facet of our tradition that it makes it into the daily davening, and it is read on Rosh Hashanah. And the Akedah is remembered through our blowing of the shofar, the ultimate tefillah of Rosh Hashanah. But what was this nisayon of the Akedah, and what was it all about? In order to understand and to deal with the question of the Radak, we have to think about it in context. Avram Avinu's Nisyonot were not only historical lessons recorded in the Torah in order for us to know what happened, in order for us to do well on a history beat. But the reason is because Avram Avinu's tests affect us. We've mentioned in the past the Tosfos Yontif and the Ruach Chaim, as well as others. Understand that the Mishnah goes out of its way in Pirkei Avot when speaking about the tests of Avram Avinu to mention that these 10 tests were performed by Avram Avinu, by Avram our forefather. And they both note, because Avram Avinu underwent these tests, not only as Avram an individual, but as the forefather, one who would implant spiritual DNA to his children, one who would implant this lesson for generations, and who would, through his work, be able to attain a level that he would pass on to his next generation. As the Ruach Chaim suggests, if we are able to go in the footsteps of Avram Avinu, if we are able to perform Lech Lecha and leave the lands that we grew up in, that we feel comfortable with, it's only because of Avram Avinu. The Midrash goes even further. The Midrash notes that Avram Avinu's 10 tests are to a certain degree a reflection of the new beginning of the entire world from the time of Avram Avinu. The Torah says at the beginning of Perek Bet, Pasuk Dalet, of Sefer Bereishit, Ve'ela Todot HaShamayim Va'aretz Behi Baram. These are the unfolding of the events of the heavens and the earth, Behi Baram, in their creation. The Midrash notes that Behi Baram is the same letters as Be'Avraham. Avram Avinu was a new type of birth. U'matzatet levavo ne'eman lefanecha, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah. You found his heart true to you and faithful to you. Avram Avinu, who at the age of 52 was the 2000th year of the world, was what the Gemara says is Alpayim Torah. 2000 years of Torah began during Avram Avinu's lifetime. Avram Avinu would have a new creation. The Maharal notes that these 10 tests of Avram Avinu are in reference to the 10 words, to the 10 Ma'amarot, the 10 sayings of God in the creation of the world. Avram Avinu, through his 10 tests, to a certain degree recreated the world. The world that we live in, the world that we know, and the world that we will gain a tremendous amount from. But what are these Nisyonot? What does it mean that it's just a Nisayon? It's just a test. So the Radak, after being bothered by this question, points out that this has been dealt with before. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim has a long description, a very powerful description, where the Rambam explains that what was to be benefited from this test was not for Avram Avinu alone, and not for Hashem. Because after all, Hashem already knew what Avram did, and Avram Avinu was just doing what Avram Avinu does. However, he says that the lesson is for the generations to come. The lesson is for others. This idea that the lesson of a Nisayon is not for the person, the individual himself, but it's to put a person in a situation where others can learn from it, where others can learn how somebody deals with trial and tribulation, how someone deals with difficulty, was already stated by Rav Sadia Gaon, quoted in the Ibn Ezra. And the Ibn Ezra notes that it's very difficult at first glance to understand that Avram's test was for others, because Avram Avinu performed this test in privacy. It was just him and Yitzchak. Even the two lads which accompanied them remained with the chamor, remained with the donkey. And therefore, what could be the purpose of Avram Avinu's test? The Radak answers the question along these similar lines. He says, in fact, the test was not for God and it was not for Avram, but it was for the future generations. Because true, Avram Avinu, like all the great moments in history, like all the moments where we know that a person is performing something for the right reason, it was performed b'tzina'ah, it was performed in privacy, it was performed without other people looking. It was just Avram and Yitzchak. No one would know had they not done this. They were not doing it because they were on a stage. They were doing it because in the deep confines of their own heart, they felt this connection to HaKadosh Baruch, which allowed them to go through the process of something which seemed at first glance to be extremely difficult to understand. However, the Radak says, God knew that this would be written for future generations. After all, that was his plan, to write in the Torah. And therefore the Radak says, HaNisayon hazeh la'arot lifnei olam ahavat Avraham hashlema. The purpose was to show Avram Avinu's intense love of God, his complete love, V'lo na'aseh lo tam ha'dorot. It was not made for the generation of Avraham Avinu. Ela dorot ha'ba'im ha'ma'aminim b'torah she'katav Moshe Rabbeinu. It's for those like us who are going to read in the Torah, going to learn about Avram's intense love and his ability to do even the unfathomable when commanded by Hashem. This is one approach to Nisayon. The purpose of a Nisayon is not for God, it's not for the individual himself, but is rather for future generations. However, one might understand a little bit differently, as the Ramban does. The Ramban explains in a powerful way that the purpose of a Nisayon is not for others, and it's not for God, but it's for the individual himself. God invested within man bechira chofshit, free choice, the ability to choose his actions. Im yirtze yaseh, im lo yirtze lo yaseh. Man can decide what he will do. Therefore, yikre nisayon mitzad amnuseh. The purpose of a nisayon is for the one who is going to determine what action he decides. God has no need for a nisayon, says the Ramban. The purpose for a nisayon is to actualize that which was already mentioned. The Abar Ben El, when explaining the term nisayon, notes that nisayon comes from the word nes. Nes means miraculous, but nes also means a banner. In fact, the pasuk in Tehillim Perek Samech pasuk Vav says, "Natata li re'echa nes lehitnoses." You Hashem, you gave to the ones who fear you a banner in order to be bannered. What is the purpose of a nisayon? The purpose of a nisayon is, very simply, says the Ramban, for a person to actualize what otherwise might have been true, but one would have never known. If you think about this in context, there are many brave soldiers who, in training, in basic training, in advanced training, are able to show how the bravery that they can fight with. However, nobody gives a Medal of Honor to a soldier who expresses bravery in basic basic combat during training. Why? Because all of that is to prepare an individual for, if God forbid, there be a war and there be a battle. In the battle, people who are really success stories, people who really are giborim, who are really heroes, they're able to come out of their shell. They're able to show things that even they in basic training would never have known. I recently read an interview of Avigdor Kalani, the famous Israeli army individual who was in charge, who led a small group of Israeli tanks to protect a hill against 300 enemy tanks during the Yom Kippur War, and due to his efforts, he was able to hold everyone back. He was able to kill hundreds of Syrian tanks, clearly with the help of God. But when he explains what went on, he points out that the other tanks who were under his command were very afraid. They said, there's no chance. And he said, who are we? We're descendants of Avram Avinu. We can do this. And he led them up. And in a miraculous way, they made it to the top of the hill in time. And he won, obviously, the greatest Medal of Honor that the Israeli army can give. But he was a transformed individual. He saw that he was able to withstand enemies. He was able to withstand numbers that logic could never have imagined that someone ever could. And therefore, the Nisayon he underwent transformed him and transformed all around him. Because Avigdor Kalani and that type of gvura, that type of heroism, became a household name in the land of Israel. That, says the Ramban, is not for the people around, but says the Ramban, it's for the individual himself. Avram Avinu was tested because Avram Avinu had to actualize something which God knew was true all along, but Avram Avinu had never had the opportunity to put it into action. Just because, unfortunately, time is very short, we're going to have to end in 2 minutes, I'm just going to mention, number one, how this plays itself out, and number two, how this can affect us in the future. Avram Avinu is not only our forefather, but Avram Avinu, according to Sifrei Chassidut, is a part of all of us. Avram Avinu, we're told last week's parsha, that after his defeat of the four kings and his prevailing over them, Hashem says, "Al tira Avram, Avram, don't be scared. Anochi magen lach. I will shield you. I will protect you." This is the source of the bracha that we make, the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, the most important bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, called Magen Avraham. Hashem is the shield of Avraham Avinu. What's it mean to be shield of Avraham Avinu? Say the Sifrei Chasidus, especially from the Ger Chasidus, the Chidush Yarim, as well as the Sfas Emes. This is the Nekuda of Avraham Avinu inside each and every Jew. There's a point. There is a little element of Avraham Avinu's soul inside each and every Jew. And he says that's what some might call the Pintel Yid, that part of a Jew that can never give up, no matter how far they are, that part of a Jew which is going to search for deep meaning in life. It's like Avraham Avinu, the first searcher, the one who went out in the world and said, if the world is so miraculous, if it's better than any palace I've ever seen, if I saw a palace, I would clearly say this palace was created by God. Then I should say the same thing as well. The world is clearly created by God. And therefore he went out to search, who is this God? Magen Avraham, Hashem protects that part of Avraham Avinu inside each and every Jew. And therefore Avraham Avinu's tests, which were to transform Avraham Avinu, to a certain degree transformed us. And the tests and trials and tribulations that we go through as well are not only for the benefits of others to be able to learn how we can react under those circumstances, but first and foremost, it's for us. It's for us to actualize potential we never knew we had. If you would ask Avigdor Kalani, would you be able to stand up with 8 Israeli tanks against 350 enemy tanks? He would say, absolutely not. It would be suicide. But in the heat of battle, in the heat of the moment, when placed in that test, the Jew prevails. That level of Avraham Avinu inside each Jew prevails. And the individual emerges a transformed individual. But what exactly was Avraham Avinu's test? What did he have to actualize? The Radak pointed out that Avraham Avinu expressed his intense love of God. However, if you look at the Psukim say differently. The Psukim say that Avraham Avinu expressed Yirat Hashem. Avraham Avinu expressed his awe and reverence of God. The Malach says, when telling Avraham Avinu you could stop, there's no need, this was just a nisayon, this was just a test, he says, Atayadati ki yirei Elokim ata. Now I know that you were a yirei Elokim. The question is obvious. What do you mean, a yirei Elokim? Yirat Hashem is often viewed as something lower on the totem pole than Ahavat Hashem. Ahavat Hashem means to love God. Yirat Hashem means to fear. Clearly it's better to love than to fear. Explains this Sfat Emet in such a powerful way. Normally, that's true. Normally, under normal conditions, Ahavat Hashem is considered greater and more preferable than Yirat Hashem. But Yirat Hashem is the necessary ingredient of any good Jew. Someone could have a tremendous level of Ahavat Hashem, but there'll be moments when they don't feel that Ahava, and there'll be nothing withstanding them from sinning. Avraham Avinu, earlier in this parsha, told Abimelech, the king of Gerar, that as moral as you think you are, your morality is not based upon Yirat Hashem. Ki amarti rak in Yirat Elokim b'makom hazeh. Varguni adavar ishti. Avram responds, you want to know why I told you that Sarah was my wife? Because as moral as you are, I said there's clearly no Yirat Hashem. There's no fear of God in this place. All the moral laws that you created are moral laws that change with the whim of whoever's interested in them achieving a certain goal. You can create a moral code where the king must have the most beautiful woman, and therefore you would kill me for my wife. Avraham Avinu already declared to the world the necessity of Yirat Hashem. However, Avraham Avinu had never, according to the Sfat Emet, been able to express Yirat Hashem. Avraham Avinu was so driven by Ava, he was so driven by his love of God, he was able to intuit that which God wanted. Hashem said, Lech Lecha, he said, go, El Ha'aretz Asherek, to the land which I will show you, and Avraham Avinu knew that land must be Eretz Yisrael. Clearly that's the land of God. Everything Avraham Avinu did throughout his life, similar to the Midrash, which says that Avraham Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given. Avraham Avinu didn't need a command, because Avraham Avinu was always driven by this love, driven by this understanding of who God was, and his desire to make God happy. Avraham Avinu needed a nisayon. Avraham Avinu had to become a yorei Hashem. Avraham Avinu had to face a situation which he could not understand in any way possible. And the reason he couldn't understand was because Avraham Avinu understood what God wanted. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to lie, says the Sfat Emet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivayoch had to say that his will, to express his will in a way that it wasn't, to express his will that you have to now bind Yitzchak and possibly offer him up as a sacrifice to God. That was completely antithetical to everything Avraham Avinu was teaching the world, because Avraham Avinu knew what God wanted. This was the ultimate nisayon. A test to do the will of God, even when you feel there's no way this is the will of God. When we're placed in situations of nisyonot, we're placed in a similar situation, though very different. Many of our nisyonot are to be able to do things like Lech Lecha, to be able to make the move, to move to Eretz Yisrael, even when it's difficult, even when security concerns cause a person to worry. But in other ways, part of our nisayon is the ability to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're willing to do your will. The second we know your will, we're willing to do it. And you want to know what? We're going to become different people in the process. We might not understand it. We might not fathom it. Because we, unlike Avram Avinu, we can't necessarily intuit what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. We don't have that direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But one thing we do have. One thing we have is the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only tests, says the Midrash, things that he cares about. The Midrash compares it to someone, you're only going to hit a container which is strong enough to be able to withhold that being hit. The purpose of a Nisyonot is for our growth. And at times when we see other people undergoing Nisyonot, like the Rambam and the Radak said, we can also learn from them and see what a person is capable of. But when you hear that phrase again, it's just a Nisayon. Remember the Nisyonot of Avraham Avinu. Remember the new creation of the world. Remember the Magen Avraham, that part of Avraham Avinu inside each and every one of us. And remember that Avraham Avinu became who he was, not only because of his intense love of God, but even through the Nisyonot, the trials and tribulations that made Avraham Avinu and us as well into who we are. Shabbat Shalom.